With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Florida Democrat Representative Sheila Sherfilis McCormick has decided to quit Congress and avoid what could have been a nasty expulsion later in the week. Correspondent Bernie Bennett explains.
The announcement came just moments before the House Ethics Committee was scheduled to meet to weigh potential penalties for the embattled Florida Democrat, who's facing federal charges over allegations of stealing millions of dollars from the Federal Emergency Management Agency to help fund her congressional campaign. Sherfilis McCormick has maintained her innocence, but in a statement Tuesday, she said the ethics investigation, quote, was not a fair process and threatened to disadvantage her defense in the criminal case. Republican Corey Mills, also of Florida, also faces an ethics committee hearing that could result in expulsion this week. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Not a done deal yet, but Virginia voters have given the green light to a congressional remapping plan that could help Democrats pick up four additional House seats in the midterms in November. President Trump participating in the Marathon Bible Reading event in the nation's capital. It was live streamed from the Museum of the Bible. The president's appearance was pre-recorded in the Oval Office as he read from the book of 2 Chronicles.
And as for you, if you will walk before me as David your father walked and do according to all that I have commanded you, and shall observe my statutes and my judgments, then will I establish the throne of my kingdom according to, as I have covenanted with David your father, saying there shall not fail you as a man to be ruler in Israel.
The reading of the Holy Bible continues through the week. Literally scores of volunteers are doing the reading. This is SRN News. The world of golf is leaving one of its exotic locales.
The PGA Tour is bidding aloha to Hawaii on its schedule. The Century at Kapalua was canceled last January because of a water dispute that kept the plantation course from being ready in time. Wisconsin-based Century has a sponsorship deal through 2035 and will be going elsewhere. The PGA Tour has also confirmed the Sony Open in Honolulu also won't be on the 2027 schedule. The tour is talking to the Sony Open about being a PGA Tour Champions event next year. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
New York is suing Coinbase and Gemini over unregulated, unlicensed prediction market platforms that the state contends is really nothing more than strictly illegal gambling operations. More details, srnnews.com. Well, a new poll is out on President Trump and faith in America. Michael Harrington reports.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that 67% of white evangelical Protestants say they think that Mr. Trump stands up for their religious beliefs. 51% of white Catholics feel the same, as do 46% of white mainline Protestants. Atheists, agnostics, and followers of no particular religion are the least likely to say they think the president is standing up for their spiritual beliefs. Republicans more likely than Democrats. Michael Harrington reporting.
Some troubling new numbers. 48% of Americans between the ages of 18 and 29 cannot name a single Nazi concentration camp from World War II. That's the finding of a new survey by the nonprofit Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany. This is SRN News.